News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Government is to spend $326 million to upgrade the road network in the southeastern and southwestern sections of the island. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says government is finalizing an arrangement with the China Exim Bank to finance the project. It will include the construction of a four-lane highway from Harbourview to Bull Bay, the upgrade of the road between Bull Bay and Morant Bay, and the improvement of the road from Morant Bay to Port Antonio and from Morant Bay to Cedar Valley. The Prime Minister says the upgraded road network is not being planned as a toll road.
We believe this is a far more cost-effective plan as it will reduce the need for massive land acquisition. It would also reduce the negative impact on communities and the environment. So we believe that this plan is a better plan. It gives access, it gives a better road, reduces cost, and still achieves the objective that we wanted to.
Mr. Holness was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House Thursday. The overall cost of the project is estimated at $384 million. The government will contribute $57 million of that amount. The remainder will be provided by the China Exim Bank in the form of a loan. Meanwhile, the government is to extend the South Coast section of Highway 2000 from Maypen in Clarendon to Mandeville, Manchester. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the move is being executed as part of plans to help finance the construction of the Harbourview to Port Antonio road development project.
The revenues generated from this leg will partially support the repayment of the loan. So again, we have taken a decision that makes sense.
The Ministry of Education has disbursed $1.4 billion to secondary schools to begin preparations for the new academic year. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the government will honor its commitment to abolish auxiliary fees in secondary schools.
And I think the most significant announcement for the ministry is that, consequent on our announcement that we'll provide high schools with four tranches of tuition payments leading up to the new academic year, all high schools will now have received their first tranche of the four tranches that we have committed ourselves to.
Minister Reid was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing Wednesday. He says schools will receive the second tranche in September, the third in December, and the final allotment in April 2017. The education minister adds that although government has increased its tuition support budget from $2.6 billion to $3.9 billion for the next school year, parents should continue to support schools where they can. And the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, and the Export-Import Exim Bank of Jamaica are finalizing a memorandum of understanding to allow small and microtourism enterprise SMTE operators access to increased banking support. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett made the announcement during his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday.
We will be repositioning the business model of the Tourism Enhancement Fund to respond effectively to the demands of our aggressive growing strategy. Mr. Speaker, we'll be promoting investments at all levels.
Under the agreement, persons will be able to access up to $25 million at a 5% interest rate over 5 years. Those were some of the top stories making the news this week. I'm Theodore Henry.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here host yet?
No, they might do a next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know. Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey go help them to get more up-to-date information. And then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convince me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.